It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial. And you're listening to the Sunday, May the 28th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We just heard the late Reverend Jesse Dixon, Chicago Community Choir, with Lord, I Lift My Spirit to You. And that's what happens when an individual gives their life to Jesus Christ. They lift their human spirit up to His spirit, and He brings them in contact with the salvation gift of Almighty God. We'd like that to take place in your life today. And to help us do that, here's Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name, and so
it's 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. If you've never given your life to Christ, this is your opportunity to resolve all of the various issues that are keeping you from being the person that He created you to be. And He not only has He created you to be, but He wants you to receive the additional benefits of His salvation. That's why He came into the world. That's why He died on the cross of Calvary in payment for our sin. And that's how we can receive His forgiveness, by coming to Him and acknowledging our need, surrendering ourselves to Him, lifting our soul to Him, as the late Pastor Dixon just sang, and allowing His Spirit to fill our spirit and live His life within us. I'd like that to take place in your life today. I ask you to repeat these words after me to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation gift. It's a gift. It's free. You don't have to do anything but receive Him, and His salvation blessing will just fill and flood your life as you continue to put your faith and trust in Him. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the songs of many who are no longer here with us, but even before they left this earth, they had a testimony of the joy that Your salvation and the forgiveness that Your salvation has brought to their lives. I don't have that joy. I don't have that peace. But I'm looking to You now, because Your word has said, if I will call upon You, if I will acknowledge my sin, if I will recognize my need and surrender myself to You, You will give me that same joy, that same peace, that same strength to live my life for You. And so that's what I want to take place in my life this day, as I acknowledge my need and surrender to You and receive Your gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ the Lord. That I pray in His name and for His praise and for His glory. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, If you've done it or when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we're going to send everyone out, send this material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let the Lord lead you to what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And number again, while we're on the air, you need to call while I'm on the air. If you call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. You need to call me while I'm on the air. Phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name and okay, it's 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I pray you've given your life to the Lord. And if so, please give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB at Verizon.net. DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Okay, 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Before we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise, we can get one more song in. The Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith. So we pray that many out there getting saved today by the grace of Almighty God because they placed their faith in Him. And here's the late Orlando Draper and the Associates Choir. And the song is entitled, By His Grace, here on Sounds of Praise.
I'm so glad. Yes, I am. The Lord saved me. Anybody glad about it? It's by His mercy. I'm so grateful that the Lord, He saved me. Oh, yes, He did. Thank you.
I dare you to go to three people and say it's only by His grace that I'm saved. Come on, go tell somebody. Go tell somebody. I'm saved by grace. I'm saved by grace.
The late Orlando Dripper and the Associates Choir, and by His grace, yes, by grace we are saved through faith, and it's the grace of God that's able to keep us going through every situation that we encounter victoriously. When the Apostle Paul had the affliction in his body, he went to God in prayer three times before he heard from God that God's grace would be sufficient for him, meaning God would provide exactly what he needed to continue to minister. In the Bible, and history tells us that Paul started more churches, traveled more miles, brought more souls to faith in Christ, wrote more books of the Bible after his affliction than he did when he was well in his body. So there's nothing that is impossible for God when we put our faith and our trust in Him. We're trusting He's going to work in our behalf when we reach situations that are beyond our ability to control. We can put our trust in Him because He is the master of every situation. 7:20 here on Sounds of Praise. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. And our number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Tamala Mann, along with Kirk Franklin, and Take Me to the King. And they're going to be followed by the late Mahalia Jackson and Queen of Gospel here on Sounds of Praise, Tremaine Hawkins, with I Found the Answer, I Learn to Pray.
To the King, I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces, it's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't faith what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. My heart's torn in pieces.
Now let me tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to God. In the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care.
Tamla Mann and Kirk Franklin with Take Me to the King, followed by Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson with I Found the Answer, I Learned to Pray. We're going to, before the Lord in prayer and in praise, I invite the many Christians out there in our audience to join in with me as we bring these prayer requests before God's throne. We're praying for the Christian Challenge Ministry. We're looking for God to open a door in our behalf. The Christian Challenge Ministry, we're looking for God to open a door in our behalf. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's suffering with a number of various scary type ailments, but we're looking to God to provide strength. The Bible says that God's joy and God's love will give us the strength to go through every situation and destroy the fear that will rob us of the blessing. We're looking for Michelle of Medford to receive a touch from God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that healing virtue might flow out in her behalf. We're praying for B. B is declared that she doesn't know if she believes in God or not. So we're looking to God to minister in her behalf so that she might understand the reality of God through creation and through Jesus Christ and his salvation, and that she will become a faithful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. B, who says at this point in time she doesn't know if she believes in God. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning because we know that we can turn to you because you have the answer to every situation. There's nothing that catches you by surprise. There's nothing that catches you unaware. There's nothing beyond your ability to answer and to provide exactly what is needed, whether it's your mercy or whether it's your grace. But whatever it is, we can place our faith and our trust and our confidence in you, rest totally in you, knowing you're going to open doors for the Christian Challenge Ministry. You're going to make ways in our behalf. You're going to guide us and direct us in the way that you have us to go. You're going to empower us so that we might be a greater ministry in the days ahead than we have been in the past. And we thank you for all you've done in our behalf in the past. And that encourages us to know that we can go forward in you. We can trust in you. We can place our faith and our confidence in you because you're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. So we thank you in advance for the doors you're going to open in our behalf. We thank you in advance for the souls that are going to be saved through the ministry. We thank you, O Lord, for the lives that are going to be blessed and encouraged to go forward in you. And we're praising you because we know that you're going to get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise out of our lives because we're surrendering ourselves to you and to your absolute control. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name and for his praise and for his glory. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, going through a number of various ailments, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully in her life. First of all, may she realize that because of your love, she does not have to fear the various things that she's experiencing. That's what you said in your word. And perfect love casts out all fear. And so we're delivering her right now, praying for a delivery from fear. That's a mental attack from the devil. And we pray, oh Lord, you administer power in her life in that area. And as you deliver her from the fear, may the blood of Jesus Christ and through your stripes bring healing into her life in this situation so that she might know that you are her God. And because she surrendered herself to you and to your control, there's nothing too hard for you, and you're able to work powerfully in her behalf and give her a tremendous testimony of how she's been delivered from all of these various attacks and delivered from smoking and delivered from the eye problem and all the various things she's going through. You are her deliverer. You are her source of strength and blessing, and we're claiming great victory in her life, and may her testimony tell others of the wondrous things that that's been accomplished in her life through her faith in you, so they too might come to know you as their personal Lord and their personal Savior, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for B, who said that she doesn't know she believes in God, Father, we pray you administer the life of this individual right now. May the reality of your Holy Spirit work powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize, Lord, that through nature she can tell that the heavens declare the glory of God through your word. She can find out that you said if you anyone who would call upon you in spirit and in truth, they will find you, and that you are searching, Lord, so that others might be out there who are out there unaware of what you have done and what's taking place, that others might come and tell them of the wondrous works that can be accomplished through faith in you, because you are our risen Savior. You are our perfect King. You right now are our great High Priest interceding in our behalf. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in this life as we claim her salvation in Jesus' mighty name, as you open her understanding to receive you, embrace you, and be an individual who can be used by you in the days which are ahead to tell others of the wondrous things that's been accomplished in and through her life because of her personal faith in you. And we thank you for all you're going to do in Jesus' mighty name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer need or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley VB, V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, at Verizon.net. And like I said, I'll begin praying for your request or your praising God with you for your praise report as soon as I receive it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that we can have all the other Christians out there in our listening audience also join in and lift up your praise report or your prayer request before God's throne. 7:37 here on Sounds of Praise. This is Memorial Day Sunday, May the 28th, 2017. We have been featuring some of the great gospel voices from the past. And here's another one. I don't think we've had him up yet. Well, we've had him playing the piano with the Caravans. But here's the late Reverend James Cleveland from the album I Don't Feel No Ways Tired. This is the same song here on Sounds of Praise.
I'm coming too far. She said,
nobody told me
that the road would be. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave. Oh, why don't y'all sing? Me this far. Can I get a witness here tonight? Right. Yes, sir. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him. Hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. Good God Almighty. And I can say just like that old mother said that night. Don't feel no ways tired long. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be. don't believe he'd bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't feel no waste time. Sing it for me, Keith.
James Cleveland, and I don't feel no ways tired. Here's the late Bishop Walter Hawkins and the family, and from the album The Tribute to the Caravans, and this is Where Is Your Faith in God?
Evidence of
Walter Hawkins and the family, and where is your faith in God? And this is Thomas Whitfield and the Whitfield Company, and I heard the voice of Jesus say.
Yeah. forgive me of every one of my sins. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He forgave me and forgot all the shame I was living on yesterday. But now see, I was assured it was him this time. So I pray, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you, please, Lord. He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger.
Thomas Whitfield here on Sounds of Praise, the Whitfield Company, with I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. On the Memorial Day program, we've been featuring great voices of the past, gospel music of the past, and we pray you've been blessed, and I've been blessed bringing them to you, and hopefully it'll be a continued message in the lives of those who receive the truth that these individuals from the past sang and played for us this day. And then other music that we couldn't possibly get on the air today as well. Next Sunday, Lord willing, next Sunday we're going to be back with more new music and top hits of the year 2017 on next Sunday. That's our plan. Hopefully you'll be here, and I'll be here as well to bring them to you. But just in case I'm not here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. We're going to go out with Danny Bell Hall from the Live in Sweden album, And I Go to the Rock, here on Sounds of Praise. God bless you. Have a fantastic Memorial Day holiday.
Till de svarta gospelkyrkorna i Kalifornien, i USA. Och den som tar oss med dit, det är Danny Bell.